priest was that the culture of the Palestinian culture was that they honored the elderly in their midst. And I shared that. I think that's a big burden of mine and Pastor James, that we always plan and pray and look and set things up for the next generation. But at the same time, our next generation always needs to learn the people that came before them, the people that have come. And I said it, I'll say it again. There are people praying for you that you don't even know. There are people praying for you, and there's some elderly people in this church that are praying for many of you, and you have no idea. And we should honor them, right? Did I share you one of the things that attracted me to Beck? Did I share that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I hope that some of you may find yourself out of the mercy of your heart watching an older brother or sister coming out of their car carrying a lot of bags, trying to get their class set up with AV, that you just have a heart and say, you know what, I'm there. Like, this kind of stuff is easy for me. Plugging in a plug, getting up, and I don't even know technology well. I'm not even a techie guy. Pastor James laughs at me for not. That's why he says, you got to go Apple, man. That's for the dumb people. He goes, and but even I can figure it out. When it doesn't work, you just unplug it, and then you wait. Five, you count to five, and you plug it back in. And then when it really doesn't work, you just hit it a few times, and it just kind of works. Okay, anyone can do that. And you know what I think it would mean for a class like that? That there's one brother or sister that's just devoted to come and every week get them set up. I think that's beautiful. Wouldn't you? Yeah, okay. So let's pray about that. Why don't we spend time this morning, get together in some praises. Praise the Lord for something, okay? Give thanks for something. In your little group of two or three, give thanks to the Lord for something. Or if you want to get to the next level of spirituality, for you who pursue spirituality, is praise God for who He is. Who do you praise Him for who He is this morning? What attribute of God do you just want to say, man, I just thank God for His, like Peter on New Year's prayer morning, what was the attributes of God that he wanted us to highlight and remember? Do you guys remember? His faithfulness and His loving kindness, right? His love and His faithfulness. And I'll tell you, who was I praying with on Sunday? I was praying with two men, Samuel and Amos. And after our time of adoration and prayer of God's faithfulness, listening to my brother's prayer, I was like, this is enough, man. We don't need to ask for anything. I don't need to ask any supplications, God. But let's stop here. The morning is finished right here. We spent 15 minutes just adoring God in prayer, reminding God who He is, telling ourselves who God is. And one of the brothers, Amos, was praying through the Bible, praying through God's faithfulness to an unfaithful people in Israel. And I was just like, wow, I was blown away. And then Sam prayed, and I was like, I don't even need to pray. This is so good. God is so faithful. God is so loving in a way that we can't even understand. Right? I mean, let's do that. Okay, so get in like a little group of three, max three, okay? And then just share a little bit. And then thanks. Thanksgiving is easy, so do that. But if you want to get to the next level, think of an attribute of God that you just, man, I can't get over this right now. He's so great. But no pressure, because thanks is good too. All right, go ahead. All right, anybody have anything you want to give thanks for? And before we start in a word of prayer, also any prayer requests as we... Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
If we didn't say that yet, you know, but Yeah, any things that anybody wants to share publicly and proclaim? Any praises we want to express out loud?
I want to give thanks for our last night's prayer night. I thought it was super.
Yeah.
Like everyone came together, just one go, praising God.
Yes, right.
Seeking His will. And
yeah.
Just to hear a testimony.
Yeah. Praise God. Really, yeah, I amen that. Anybody amen that? If you amen it, just say amen. I mean, it's like we can say amen. I'm trying. I'm really welcoming us to do that. Say amen, man. It's okay. Amen. Anyone else? Any thanks, praise? Yes.
I think when my friend passed away, my faith kind of shook a little bit. But in praying for other people, like I kind of felt like God really hearing my prayer. And then like praying for other people and that God came through, I like I'm really glad you didn't do your MRI on Saturday.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's little things that I'm like, no, I don't want him to do everything.
Wow, that's great.
Kind of,
I have no idea why God didn't want me to. Yeah, okay, amen, amen, sister. That's good, little things.
And like, I needed to know, like, that God hears me. You know, like, when I talked to Nancy coming back, and she's like, yeah, we got a renter 3 days in vacation.
Yes, right, right.
And I said, oh, really? And
yes.
She was telling me, and I said, oh, my gosh, I was praying that you would get a Mexican Christian family, you know.
Well, that's very specific.
It's a party.
Why does that be Mexican?
I just felt that way.
You felt that way.
I felt like, you know.
Wow. What is it about Mexicans that, you know? All right. I know what's wrong about Mexicans, right? I mean, what is it? Huh? Why not Chinese? Do Chinese people are... You say Chinese people are messy?
No,
they don't have parties.
No way.
That's two boys. And
specifically,
like, oh,
as you pray. Wow, that's pretty remarkable.
Like little things. And I love the fact that it didn't help me in my faith to pray for other people. I
yes.
Just, you know,
yes.
Keep my eyes off of what I'm going through myself.
Yeah,
when,
amen.
When she was younger, when her parents went to work, like a Mexican family took care of her.
Oh, Susie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Like, these kids are the supreme race here? That's great. All our friends are back going, of course. Yeah, it is. All right, that's perfect. That's beautiful. I amen that God meets us where we are at. Yeah? God meets us where our faith is at, and He knows what our faith needs. And we thank God for that. Amen. Good. Anybody else want to share thanks or prayer?
Something I'm just pretty praising God for lately has been how He's like the great planner, how He has like a plan for everyone.
How He's a great player?
Planner.
Oh, player? Player?
And that kind of also ties into my prayer request for me to kind of trust Him with, like, everything in a sense.
Yes.
Especially with, like, college careers all night.
Yes. Big year for Josh coming up, right? Yes. College, career. You said career already. That's good. Amen.
Yeah, just trust Him.
God is a great planner. He knows what's best.
Yeah.
That's good. Amen. Amen to that. Anybody amen to that? Yes.
I want to go with my school to a mission trip.
Okay, yeah, got it. We prayed for you.
Oh.
Amen.
Thank you.
Anything, what are you thankful for about it?
Well, I was able to meet like people who like didn't have much, but still be able to see like their love for God.
Yeah, I think that was one of the big things. A lot of us came out of the Mexico mission trip that we had too. They have so little, and yet they are so in love with Jesus. And it shows us something about ourselves here too. I think something that Pastor James prayed last night, I think, is that we, maybe sometimes because we have so much, it's harder for us to look at others, you know, and to keep our attention on the Lord, because we have too many toys and we have too many things, too many worries here. The worries is not having enough things. That's the irony of it all, right? Okay, yes.
So a little update on my job status.
Yes, we prayed for Bobby's job. Do you guys remember that a couple weeks ago?
So I went in a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they called you in for a face-to-face.
Yeah, to basically it was it's a direct hire. You don't have to interview or anything.
Wow. Okay.
Pending.
Pending, get a haircut.
we get the job pending. They brought a group of us in, and everyone was nervous. They don't know what to expect. But the lady said, "Hey, this is a direct hire. There's no interview involved. You get the job pending. You know, you pass a background check, and a life scan."
Life scan?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Fingerprint.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. pending, Bob wasn't a criminal in the underground gangster world.
So I do have a record from high school. So, you know, the box where they ask, or the question that they ask, you know, have you been convicted of a crime? So I checked yes, and I provided all the court documents. So, you know, I just wanted to be forthcoming and, you know, I even like, as I was checking that box, I felt like, man, you know, I may shoot myself in the foot or, you know, but, yeah, so.
Do you guys think God would say to Bob? If Bob is thinking, I check this box because I committed a felony when I was in high school, and I check this box and I might have shot myself in the foot, I can feel Bob is feeling down.
A little anxious.
What do you think God would say to Bob, class? What do you think God would say to Bob? Give me a word.
I'll forgive you.
I will forgive you.
I have forgiven you.
I feel the truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free. Amen. Yes.
And well, if it's not the job, it's not the job.
That's right. Joshua just said God is the great planner, the greatest planner. He knows. Proverbs, right, says that a man plans his steps, but the Lord what? Or a man plans his ways, but the Lord what? Determines his what? Come on, you guys got another word? Determines his what? Steps. A man plans his ways, but the Lord determines every step he takes. Because the Lord is not just a great planner, he's the great determiner. Right, so he knows what is best. What else would God say to Bob through his word and through his spirit? Right, we're not making stuff up. We're not saying, oh, I love you like a cute cuddly bear, right? No, that's not what the word says. But what would God say through his word to Bob in these moments? I am in control of all things. Anything else? Is there another word for Bob this morning, brothers and sisters? I am trustworthy.
Make the right opening for you.
I make the opening for you. The right opening for you. What else would God say? Come on. Give a word.
I know your heart.
I know your heart.
It's okay, you're anxious. I'm your comforter.
Okay. Would he say, it's okay, you're anxious?
Oh, don't be.
He would say, man, don't be anxious. It's okay to be anxious, and don't be. Because I am your what? Comforter. I give you peace that the world does not understand. Do you guys have any other comforting words besides Mr. Zuniga? Mr. Zuniga, hold off, because Mr. Zuniga has just got the word from the Lord this morning. Come on, this is what we need to learn, brothers and sisters. I'm hearing struggle in his heart because of a crime he committed in high school before he was saved. And he's worried it's going to affect this job that is already given to him pending a background check. And I'm glad that Mr. Zuniga said right here, Brother Zuniga said, God says to him, I have already forgiven you of that. Don't hold that over yourself. Don't hold that over you. I've already forgiven you of that. See, you guys have to learn to give a word. You have to learn what God's word says so that you can give it to someone when they need it. Now, some of you might not have a word, or some of you have a word and you're Asian shy, so you just can't get the word out. We have to say the word. Right? It takes a white guy to like keep saying the word. Right? Because you're saying it. You're giving it out. We need to learn to give the word when it is needed. Bobby is saying, I feel worried. I feel anxious. I feel that I might have shot myself in the foot. Those are not words from God. So we need to say the two most powerful words in the Bible, which says, but God. And what would God say? What else would God say? But God says what? But God is what? Give a word.
Faithful.
But God is? Give a word. Huh? He is the promise keeper. Someone else, give me a word. But God is all powerful. God is the way maker. But God, what? Is what? Somebody said something?
God.
But God is God. But God is with you. But God is with you. Whenever you begin having, this is a tip that I got from someone. You know, I've been using it a lot, and I've been using it with other people. Whenever you start having these words of "but I screwed myself up," "but I made mistakes," "but I'm not good enough," "but when you start saying the "but I's," would you please try to change your "but I" to "but God"? But God is faithful. But God is your way maker. But God is the one who provides. But God has already forgiven you of everything. But God is your provider.
But God is the truth.
But God is the truth. You see, it's easy to tell someone, don't worry. You don't have to worry. Just have faith. That's still putting it back on me. You just have faith. That's basically saying to Bobby, hey, just have faith. You know what? I'm saying to you, you don't have enough faith. That's another word of condemnation. That's not from God. But God is faithful. But God is greater than your lack of faith. But God will not let anything that you have done come between you and Him. And He will not let anything you have done get in the way of His will for you. As Bob was sharing that, tears were coming to my eyes. Some of you don't know Bobby. I know Bobby. I know when he first came to this church and he was a mess. He was a wreck. He was hurting. He didn't have Jesus. He struggled with substance abuse. He struggled with a very colored past. And it might have been easy for people at the church to say, we got to stay away from people like that. It might be easy for morally upright, clean, suit and tie people to say, you know what, like that's, that kind of person doesn't really belong here. Because that's the problem with Christians, because we're human. I just thank God, don't you thank God, that Jesus didn't say that to him. And my kids, they love when Uncle Mr. Big Shot Baba is their teacher. They love it. One of my kids says he is their favorite and the best teacher, because they teach them about God, the things of God. This is a man with a past who has experienced the mercy of God. He's experienced God. So when he teaches my children about God, they hear it. They know it's real. You see that? That's what God does with that little checkbox. Yeah, you guys with me? What are we doing today anyways? Oh yeah, we haven't even prayed yet. Okay. Any other prayer requests? Pray for Bob and his job. Wow, this is good stuff. Woo! We haven't even started class yet. I want to thank God. Some of us last night, if you saw the picture of Alva in the hospital, when Darren showed me the picture of Alva in the hospital, my heart just went down, because I've been there before with all that stuff on me. And CJ overheard it. CJ loves our teenage boys. He loves them. Jonathan, Will, Alva, and you and older ones, you know. He loves them, especially those three boys. He loves them. He even has a take on each one of you guys, so if you want to know. He knows where you guys are at spiritually. He's given me his CJ take. I said, how should we pray for them? Oh. Let me tell you, in private. He knows. And he overheard. I was like, I didn't want to say anything about Alva around CJ. And then he overheard and he goes, what happened, Dad? What happened? What picture? What are you guys talking about? I said, okay, Alva couldn't come tonight because he's sick. But someone said he's in the hospital. Okay, yes, he's in the hospital. What happened, Dad? I see my son with, he's like me, we're like emotional creatures. He's got tears in his eyes. What happened, Dad? I'm like, is he going to be okay? I said, let's just pray for him tonight. Many of us prayed for him last night. And then Bex finally was able to get through to Shirley. And I want to thank God this morning Alva's okay. Right? Okay, what did you tell me? After seeing you, I see her and JJ, give me. Okay, thank you. Please just share with the class.
They think that he had a severe allergic reaction.
Okay, they think he had a severe allergic reaction.
They're not sure yet.
They're not sure yet, okay.
Don't know what. Just they got home like 11:30.
Okay, so they're home. I sent him a passage this morning, him and Shirley, and I said, I heard you're okay, because I'm not accurate. Anytime you guys hear me, just know that I'm not. I say the devil is in the details. So I stay away from the details. Right? I just stay away. Details are my Achilles.
That's an inaccurate statement.
That's inaccurate too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I know when to get in details. How would you say it, Cindy? I struggle sometimes with the details. What would you say? I do. Anyways, they think it's a severe allergic reaction. So CJ, we prayed last night. I prayed with him, and then I think, Mommy, you prayed with him for his sleepy time. And this morning, he said, first thing, you know, when he saw me, he's like, hey, can you help comb my hair down because it's standing up too high? I said, okay. And then he said, Daddy, do we know anything about Alva? And I said, oh, yeah, I think he's doing okay. So praise God. You know, I didn't have the accuracy. But so they think it's a severe allergic reaction. Let's continue to pray for him. And the verse that I sent to him, I'm going to preach on it. I'm not going to preach on it. I'm going to use it today. Isaiah 43, and somebody shared that with me. And it's just a powerful text of reminding that God is with us. Yeah. And he's with us, and the waters will not consume us. The waters will not consume us because the Lord is with us. Yeah. Okay. Any other prayer requests? Today's prayer day, I guess. Father, we want to give you thanks and praise. I know the whole, I don't know, what happens with the class schedule and maybe too many things on my heart. I just want to express and I love it when we can look to you, God. And I love it when our brother Bob is going through a job interview process, and this one checkbox that identifies his past weighs down on his heart and creates anxiety. Maybe spiritually, maybe just humanly speaking, desiring this fresh new job, seeing it right in front of him, and yet thinking that this checkbox is the defining moment of his life that determines his future. Thinking that his past and the failures and the mistakes of his past define his future. And yet this class, or brothers and sisters in this class, spoke your word into his life and into all of our lives. That God, you are faithful. And you are the forgiver. And you are the great planner. And you are the great determiner of our steps. God, you are the way maker. God, you are the one who keeps your promises. God, you are the one who has loved your children with an everlasting love. What more do we need? That's what Pastor James prayed last night. What more do we even need when you have given us everything in your Son? And so we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to believe that you can provide not only this job for Bobby and Susie, but you can provide the job that you want for Bobby and Susie. And that nothing will stand in the way of bringing him to where you want him to be. And we can trust in that. Father, we also want to pray for Shirley and Savi and Alva and even their father. We want to lift them into your hands. Many of us don't know what it would feel like to be a parent, to see your son lying on a hospital bed with all these things monitoring and checking on his statistics. The heartbreak that we would feel, the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the panic, the sadness, the wondering what is happening, trying not to question our great God, and yet our mind is going into bad places. I pray that you would cover them with your grace. I pray through them all throughout the night, every time I woke up, that you would cover them with your grace. That your grace would be sufficient for them and they would know that it is you. And that you will lead Alva through this, Father, we pray. And I know that this young man, he's told me that he loves you. That there are some things sometimes holding him back from being baptized, but he knows clearly that he worships you and he loves you. And so, Father, we pray as your little child. We hold on to your promise that you will not leave him or forsake him. And that you make your presence known to your little boy because you love him so. Father, make yourself known to their whole family. We know that their father has a heavy Catholic background and doesn't ever come to our church, but we pray that you will help him to be clear too, that he can place his full faith and trust and confidence in the finished work of Christ. That is what we place all of our confidence and trust in. Our new life has come from the completed and the finished work of Christ. So, Father, we thank you. We give all praise to you. We give today into your hands, and we pray this would help us in our faith. Even the hardships we see in other people's life would help our faith. And the hardships in our life would help others in their faith. And that through all of our hardships, you would lead us through, show us why, and that your name would be lifted up. God, we thank you. We pray this in the wonderful, beautiful, high name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay. Forget this. How about that? But I did have this other cool thing that... How about this? We're going to skip Revelation teaching. I did have this. I was going to do this last week, okay? And we didn't have time there either because one day I have this deck of like about 100 plus slides that I never get to. And maybe one day I'll just do a unfinished business slide. But this is one of those. We're at the end of the year. Well, we're at the new year already. So this last week. I want to ask you, what is one of those lessons this year? You got to think about this a little bit, that God has been teaching you. Did I have another phrase for this? But what I would say is, like for me in my instance, I do not learn the lesson well. So God has been teaching me. I know what the lesson is. I'm not learning it. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about? Okay, some of you have that. And some of you are like, what? God teaches me? Okay. We're going to tell you about Jesus at another time, okay? But for you, for all of us believers, you know that God is always trying to teach you. He's not trying to teach you. He's teaching you, but you're not necessarily learning it. Or you're stubborn and you're strong, you're self-willed, or you're just holding on to your old way. What is it that God has been teaching you throughout this year? And or is there anything from this class to make it Sunday school-ish? Like, is there anything from this class, not glory to any teacher or any man, but, hey, God's like just has used this one thing in this class to just really impress on me, and you can share that in your group as well, okay? It's kind of just a year-end reflection, or beginning of the year reflection, and we're going to spend our last 10 minutes just doing that, all right? And so, let's do it, all right? Let's roll. Get in your group of three. And two or three max, so we get some quality sharing time, and let's roll, okay? Thank you for sharing. I'm not even going to ask you what you shared, because a lot of it's good, private. I can sense that God's just kind of using this class, and the more I learn to be a little bit flexible, because there's a part of me inside that's like so rigid and so like wound up with time, and but I realize the more I kind of just let the class go sometimes, it just was that a nice time of sharing?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. See that and that's all God. All I had to do was just let go and let God. Actually, that's not truly fully biblical. We appreciate that sometimes. Milton has graciously offered to close in prayer. Would you stand up and come up and
pray for us? All right, let's pray.
Lord, I still want to just give you praise, Lord. I want to pray for you, pray for everyone here. Even though I'm a little bit sick and I don't have my full strength in my voice, but I still want to pray to you, Lord. Lord, throughout this year, and especially towards a little bit towards the end of 2019, there's so many different problems, so many different hardships, so many different things that we're going through, each and every person here, Lord, but there's something that you want to remind us, Lord, that that you're in control.
Yes.
And that you're the way maker.
Yes.
That you're the ultimate planner, that you're our great God, Lord.
Yes.
So I pray, Lord, that as we're reminded and sometimes distracted by our own problems and our own hardships, that may we look to you and may
yes.
we look up, reminding ourselves, Lord, or let you remind us, Lord, that it's when we trust in you, we know that your plans are good and that that you will always do things for those who love you, Lord. So I want to pray for just this class, and I want to pray for our church as well, that may we grow, may we continue to remember to pray for each other, and that we can grow stronger as a church.
And,
so I lift everything to your hands, Lord. I lift for, even though we didn't really necessarily go through much for in terms of lesson today, Lord, but we did get to really just hear different prayer requests and get to lift a lot of prayers to you, Lord. So I just thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord. Pray, Lord, for Pastor Alex as he's speaking today, that you will, that he won't be speaking the words of man, Lord, but he'll be speaking words of you, and that that he may be the vessel, speak words of wisdom from you and not from him, Lord. So I lift everything to your hands. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, brother.